Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Bryn sent me a note from Maria in Napa over the break.
Oh,
and
God, I thought you were going to say from Maria Athens.
I wish. Was like,
oh, my God, she listens.
I know. Wouldn't that be a dream? Happy Monday, you mother fathers.
We'd love to interview her. Anyway, not go that on. Maria from Napa.
She sent a photo of herself from the 80s with her 80s haircut. It's
oh,
darling,
what?
Short on
I'm
one
so
side.
I'm so glad you brought that up. Before we get to the news, I wanted to mention that I did the story about 80s hair being the most iconic hair. It was voted on by people. They say the 80s decade had the most iconic hairstyles. I didn't mention that the 90s came in second and the 70s came in third.
No.
That's the way the voting went. So
I see.
I honestly, as much as I loved the 90s, and I did, I don't know what they're talking about. What are the 90s iconic
just sort
hairstyles?
Of a shaggy slacker do? I don't truly don't know what the styles
for
were.
Women, name me the 90s iconic hairstyle.
I can't.
The Rachel.
Oh, the Rachel.
Oh.
The Rachel. Yep.
Well, there you go.
Good call. There it is. Says the youngest person.
Because
the
70s to me is the feathered Farrah Fawcett hair.
Yeah.
Like
yep.
And or the Cher parted
yep.
straight down
straight
the middle
down
and like
the side,
ironed,
right.
Like as flat and as straight as you could get it.
Right.
There's a lot of different stuff that I can think of from this or the Dorothy Hamill.
Yes. Oh God, the Hamill.
That was the 70s, right?
You had to be, right? Yeah, it's just sort of this wedge cut. Anyway, I put my 80s picture up on my Clarky Clark Instagram.
I'm looking
so
right now
can,
before
yeah.
we even start. I got to
go
see
ahead.
This.
Go check it out. That's
oh, yes.
I'm
Come
so cute.
On.
So cute in that picture. Oh, my. I'm 19 in that picture, I think.
Look
it's like 1986.
At that neckline.
I what, know. Don't my, what? You got to point it out.
You look great.
I
it's
know.
It's as great as it gets. What are you
it
talking
makes
about?
Me feel so horrible now, like old lady neck. Oi. Yeah, look at
look
that.
At
oh,
that.
So cute. That was such a cute girl.
I for sure would have boned you if you came through my town.
Maybe
I mean,
would have said
were,
no to you.
If you'd chosen me.
Yeah, if I'd chosen
if you'd
you
said,
from among
you,
the people.
You can do me tonight.
That guy right there.
Jesus. Sarah.
I don't know. That was so cute. I didn't even know it either, you know? I look back at pictures now. I'm like, oh, well, I was pulling something off. I'm not sure what it was. Certainly wasn't my top.
What are you
Here's
talking
Maria.
About?
Nothing. Oh, that's Maria's. You see her?
Oh, that's
she's got
it.
The close cut on the side and the yep. and the Google
and
of
the
hair.
Whole
on the
whole thing yep. going the off the
The popped
side
collar
of your head.
And the drop earrings. Oh, she has it going on there.
Yep.
Anyway, the 80s. Now it's time for the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank knows educators and students need access to more personal protective equipment and technology right now. So the Fremont Bank Foundation donated nearly $600,000 to Bay Area school districts to buy supplies to keep people safe while learning continues for our community's youth. That's Fremont Bank, everyone. Okay.
Thanks, Fremont Bank.
So a red flag warning has been issued due to gusty offshore winds and lowering humidity. The fire danger is strong today. So let's just try to be careful out there. We're looking at sunny, warm, and windy. Warmish, I should say. 60s, high 60s. You know, maybe some spots will pop up over 70 over the next couple days. But that's what we're looking at. And so there is a fire warning issued.
Yeah.
Be careful out there.
It's definitely sunny. Sunny blue sky.
Over the weekend, some people played football. The Raiders got a last-second win over the worst team in the league. They shouldn't be struggling like that.
No.
They should have really taken it to the Jets and finished them early on in that game. But anyway, and the Pats just killed the Chargers.
It's like the Chargers didn't show up.
Right. 45 to nothing.
I think the opening drive, they scored a touchdown.
Washington plays Pittsburgh today at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. That's Washington football team.
Yeah. Two in the afternoon, huh?
It's 2 in the afternoon, and then at 5 o'clock is Buffalo at Niners being played in Arizona, everybody. 5 o'clock, go Niners on Monday Night Football.
Are you ready for some football?
From Arizona. Since I already mentioned this in detail, I will just re-mention it and then move on, and you can look it up if you need to. There's a new lockdown happening. It's Bay Area wide, it's statewide, and you're going to see some changes to maybe some things that had come back that you were used to. And that list is all over the place online, including the Chronicle, where I got it. So check it out before you head out to the stores today. Retail will still be open, though, so that's good, in that you may have to wait in a line outside because you don't want to all be crammed into some store and
and
hear somebody cough.
Ooh,
because there's the stampede. You know.
Yes. But people do have Christmas shopping to get done, as you mentioned. And also, I mean, I guess that'll mean grocery stores too, right? Is that included in retail?
Yes.
Okay. I like the lines outside in the grocery. I got in the line, kept far apart from everybody, didn't have to go shoulder to shoulder with anyone inside the store. I'm fine with that.
I actually tried to avoid the shopping on the weekend, but had to go this weekend and absolutely felt like there were too many people in the store. Definitely was like, everywhere I look, they're breaking my 6-foot wall.
Right.
What is going on around me
here?
Well,
it's lockdown back on.
Yeah. Yes, it is. Okay, so this story is strange in that I didn't know there was a person considered the highest paid... Let me make sure I get her title right. The highest paid sex worker in the United States is suing the state government because she hasn't been able to work during the lockdown.
Oh.
So the first thing, forget about that part of the story. The first thing that occurs to me when they say highest paid sex worker is, I can't even guess what this person looks like. And frankly, as I thought more about it, I went, do you want to go to the person known as the best hooker?
Right.
Or do you want to go to the person who, like, almost nobody goes to?
The hooker with a heart of gold, working her way up to the top of the heap.
I mean, I want to go to the one that people are like, she's hideous. No one's going to touch that chick. And then you figure, well,
she's like a virgin hooker. She's the virgin hooker.
Right.
That's the one you want.
That's
Got
my
it.
Thought
All right.
process
sure.
here. I'm not going for the best sex worker.
Look, go
Give
for
me
the
your
ugliest.
Worst.
Right.
Anyway. She
no
is
bonus.
She's, I mean, I don't know if she's a legit redhead, but she's got red hair, which I'm pretty into. Looks wise, though.
Oh, boy. She's lovely.
Very normal.
I think she's really pretty.
Yeah, but.
That almost looks like a wig. It's such a weird look. Yeah.
It's not real. That's not real red hair, right? You don't think the curtain.
Well, I can definitely see the roots there. She's very pretty. She looks Brazilian. Very pretty.
Do you think, though, that... Well, anyway, I don't know what to say
so
about
this is
that.
Just America's highest paid, or this
Her
is the
name
world's?
Is Alice Little. She works at the Moonlight Bunny Ranch in Nevada and hasn't been able to work since March 17th. She's now filed a complaint against Nevada's government. Yeah, I mean, okay. I'm just surprised.
She's sitting on a disc? I don't understand that picture.
It looks like she was holding a hat, actually. Let's see.
Oh, it's a hat. I see. Oh. It looks like she's rubbing herself on it.
She's saying that they're being, they're targeting them as sex workers because you've allowed massage parlors and, oh boy, estheticians, salons, escort services, and other non-essential businesses. They've been able to reopen, but me, as a sex worker, our brothels have remained closed.
She can't see the difference in levels of contact going
Apparently
on
she can't. And so she's decided that, look, I make a ton of money doing this. Then the story goes on to say, well, she's still working on her OnlyFans site, which I think is basically one of those camera.
Pay cam, right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Is she tiny? Because they just showed her sitting on some guy's lap, and she looks like a little person. And her name is Alice Little. I'm wondering, like, look at that. She looks really small. He could be really big.
Mm-hmm. He could
I
be.
Would guess she's probably tiny.
Let's
and
see if we
can
get some
accommodate
stats on her.
People of all sizes.
Oh,
and maybe that's the
the draw.
The draw is that
a tiny person who can handle me.
Right, I guess. I don't know what the draw would be. I can't honestly. I can't say that I could ever.
Mm.
Like,
well, it's not for you. You're clearly not a sex worker kind of guy.
I'm just not. Bryn?
What? Am I that kind of guy?
Yes. Yeah.
I'm not.
He's busy looking at pictures of Alice Little. What? What now?
No, actually, I was like, whoa, she says she makes $1 million a year.
That's what I hadn't gotten to that, but I'm glad you mentioned it because that's, so she's rich. This lady's rich for doing it. I mean, from doing it.
Oh, I got her stats, her physical stats.
Okay, let's
see. She is 4'8".
Oh, she is.
Oh, she is tiny.
Yeah.
She weighs 110.
Oh.
At 31B.
Oh. 31. Wow. Oh my God.
Size 6 shoes.
Oh, boy, you really got it all, huh? 4'8". She's tiny.
Right here on the website.
If you're interested, Alice again has an OnlyFans account, so you can see her. You just can't go see her in Nevada at the brothel where she works because they've been closed. Back to the beginning of the story. She's suing the government because she hasn't been able to work for most of 2020. And my response to that would be, neither is anyone else.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Get in line. Get in the suit line.
This next story is, look, we've had great success as a family in lockdown, and we've also had our times where things have been on the icier side of good. And it just happens. That's the way things can go sometimes. An Italian man, exasperated by an argument with his wife, walked for 280 miles to calm down before being caught by police who were enforcing the country's strict lockdown.
He's all, you try being in lockdown with a her.
Wait. What did he say?
You try being in lockdown with a her. I didn't realize he was Italian until I was halfway through the sentence, so I did it better the second time.
At first, the police picked him up at 2 in the morning for breaching Italy's lockdown curfew rules. They did not believe he could have walked as far as he did. They say he lives in Como. Isn't Lake Como where
Clooney's got a place,
right. In the far north of Italy on the Swiss border, the man managed to make it all the way to Fano, a small town on the Adriatic, some 280 miles south. So he
it is a beautiful country. He just kept on going.
Reports say he was cold and tired, but appeared lucid, although he admitted he had not realized how far he had gone during his long walk
to
clear his head.
Cannot seem to walk this off.
The man said he'd been given food by strangers during his epic hike, during which he averaged about 40 miles a day.
Wow.
To get away from her. Anyway, his wife had to come collect him and ultimately had to pay a fine because in order to get him back because he'd breached the lockdown rules.
Boy. Well, you know, now they got something to talk about in lockdown.
Yeah, how dramatic her husband is. I'm sure she's going to be like, honestly.
Or, you know, how ill-suited they are for each other. I mean, clearly she did something to make him walk 280 miles, and clearly he's crazy enough to do that. So, you know, maybe they need to take a good hard look.
You honestly think those two are going to break up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you believe it? I'm out on a limb, Vin.
It shouldn't be, but I actually think people like that probably just stay together. It seems to be the way that works.
I'll walk all over it. Anyone other than my wife. Take me in, please, strangers.
Sushi.
Oh, I haven't had sushi since the lockdown.
A lot of people haven't. A lot of people are missing their sushi.
I love sushi.
I only eat it because I'm with people who want to eat it. I don't think it's that great. I'm always surprised when people say it's the most delicious thing.
It's so good.
Huh? I'm with you, Vin.
Yeah, it's good. Okay. I'll eat it.
Yeah,
there are things I can order that I will eat, and I've certainly done some of the more adventurous things and gone, no, never again.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like there's almost nothing I could smear a little wasabi, pickled ginger, and dip in soy sauce that I wouldn't be like, this is so good.
I actually feel like that's the fun of the sushi night is the making your little dip. And
yeah, make your little, sure. Get it all together. It's like ritual to it. I love it.
I could eat the raw fish without that, but.
Yeah, I get a little like two or three pieces of sashimi and I'm like, boy, this really is just a mouthful of raw fish.
Yep.
I'm done with that. Let's get some rice under this puppy.
Sushi is one of those foods that you don't want to play games with when it comes to freshness.
That is true.
They say here, a medical professor from the University of Illinois just shared a case of a 34-year-old woman who ate five-day-old gas station sushi.
Oh, no.
What an idiot.
And then began suffering hallucinations, insomnia, and incontinence.
Oh,
that means she pooped herself, right?
Or peed. I don't know. Is it both? Is it?
Well,
all the areas are letting go.
I was going to say one's worse than the other, but actually, you don't want to number one yourself either, though.
None of it. All of it's bad. Yep.
There's no way to look
bodily
up at
waste.
People who are watching something happen below the waist in your pants there and be like, it's nothing. Don't mind that.
I got this. Don't worry.
It's all right.
We're here. We're at a gas station. We're going to get sushi and get cleaned up in the bathroom.
It's
going to be fine.
Number one. It's fine. Anyway.
They say pee is sterile. So.
Yes, they do say that.
I don't know why they say that, but I believe them.
I've told you this story. I worked at the La Costa Resort, and one of the kooky, crazy people that did massages there was like, his name was Phil, and he's like, well, what you don't know, and I'll just tell you because, you know, but urine is absolutely the secret elixir that you can use for all kinds of ailments. And I was like, Phil, get away from the desk. Leave. You need to go. And I don't want to hear about your number one stories ever again.
Yeah.
And you're not going to get scheduled any more guests because you're crazy.
Yeah.
Tell me.
And I would never visit your house because I'm sure you've got jars of pee there.
Number one bats. No.
The answer is no.
Right. Anyway, back to this story, which is about a woman who ate five-day-old sushi from a gas station mini market
and wondered why she was hallucinating and
she had all sorts of tests as doctors were trying to figure out what could be wrong with this lady. And when she was finally rushed to the hospital for seizures, doctors figured out she'd gotten a huge tapeworm.
Tapeworms will give you all that. I've always thought a tapeworm would be a fun parasite to have.
Go on.
That's it. That's all I thought.
No, you can't just say, I always thought a tapeworm would be
eat
a fun
parasite.
Eat a
tapeworm, and it makes you skinny, and then you get it out.
You get it out.
Yeah, you know, you swallow some poison or something. I don't know how you get them out.
You swallow some poison.
Sure, it was something that would poison the tapeworm, not you.
Oh, okay. Well, I
Vinny,
just want to
obviously.
Sure. Well, who knows what you're up to?
I'm not up to that. I just always thought, well, that seems like it would be an easy way to eat anything I wanted to and be skinny.
I always thought a tapeworm would be a fun parasite to have, she says.
Of all the parasites, that's kind of the one you want. But I didn't know about this whole hallucinogenic property, incontinence, and
can I ask you
seizures.
Which parasite would come in second of all the parasites to have? Is there a second? Is there a runner-up to the tapeworm?
Well, ringworms seem bad, right?
Jesus.
You know. Mm. I wouldn't want those.
All right. So they're not second place?
Yeah. So, I don't know.
All right. You like, think about
that. An ex-husband, I guess, would be a bad one to have.
Which one?
An ex-husband.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Brent. Yeah, that's a good one. Oh, thank you.
Oh, you want... Okay.
Thanks.
Come on. She said ex-husband. Get it?
I was looking at different
He's parasites. A parasite.
Anyway. They gave her a pill to kill the tapeworm, and she's made a full recovery.
Oh, great. Did she lose some weight? What does it say about that?
Doesn't say anything about it having been a great diet plan. Oh, she says that she ate... The question is, why did she eat gas station sushi in the first place? She was hungry, and all the restaurants were closed. Mm. All
there
she had
is.
In her fridge was the sushi she'd bought 5 days earlier, so she just ate it.
Why would you buy sushi at a gas station and not immediately eat it? Like, isn't that you bring it home and put it in your fridge? Like, for what?
I'm sure she ate some of it.
Get some ramen. It. Oh, you think it was leftover. Yeah, that's, you know what? You're probably right. Right? That's, that makes be. Sense. That makes
she
sense.
She tried to eat it all right away. She just couldn't. She got full. Yeah. Sarah.
Okay.
Gosh.
All right.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. 415 says, Europeans are very passionate people. Here in America, I just get up from the living room and go sit in the family room away from my wife. Yeah, I get. Okay. If you, I, that's dramatic to another level.
Maybe
you
they live
I mean?
In a one-bedroom house. Maybe they don't have any place to get away from each other. They live in a studio apartment or something.
Italian wife has to go pick up her stray dog. I mean husband, after he escaped lockdown.
Mm. He's a bear, is he?
Best paid sex worker is all right looking. Very girl next door. Prom video vibe. Yeah, I don't know. I was curious for that reason. When I saw the highest paid sex worker, I went, well, is she like the blonde haired, heavily made up, bolt on boob,
right?
The shortest mini skirt, that look? That's
I think
what
a million
I figured
dollars
it was
a
be.
Year for a sex worker doesn't seem like she's the highest paid. Like, is she the highest paid, you know, just from hooking? Because some of these can grow. Like, Jenna Jameson, I would think, is she's
well,
a
she's
sex
not,
worker, isn't she?
I don't think she does it anymore at all, but she was a phenom.
Right.
The way she made her money and then tapped
the
out
cam,
fairly
you know,
young.
The cam girls are making tons of money. Does it not count if there's not physical kind? We're talking about, like, a girl who will physically do things to you.
She works at a brothel, so I'm guessing it's the, you know, the people who do it and make a ton of money don't report that. You know what I mean? Like, I've heard, this is what I've heard, I don't know this to be true, porn stars who make movies doing it, they actually make their money doing guys on the side for huge bank because they've seen their videos and want to,
nail
I've heard that,
star.
I don't know if it's right. true, but that's...
Yeah, I don't know the ins and outs of how to make money in the porn
table.
Business, right?
let's see here. I didn't realize Uhura was Scottish. LOL. I don't know what that means.
Lieutenant Uhura?
I,
from Star Trek? Did we do a
yes,
note?
Tiger Woods was the second best athlete ever. Wayne Gretzky is the GOAT athlete ever. What he did was the equivalent of averaging 60 points per game in the NBA.
Oh.
The problem is that hockey is way more obscure than even golf became, because Tiger Woods was way more well-known, I think. Don't you?
I don't know. I mean, I won't say I follow hockey, but I'm definitely aware of it because of my family.
Right.
So I definitely know who Wayne Gretzky is, but I wouldn't have said... that he had accomplished more than Woods. Mm.
Yeah. It's
but
one
what
of
do
those
I
arguments.
Know?
Best taken up on the game. 90, what's the number?
95.7,
everyone.
Morning, Kate Scott. How you doing?
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah? We're
news.
Super late.
It's the music news, Vin, right after this.
Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.